Joined this morning by Michael Wiener, President and CEO of the United Way of Buffalo and Erie County. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Jay. How are you today?
I'm well. Thank you very much. It's a busy day for you. You're releasing another community report card. You've done these periodically over recent years. What's the focus of today's?
The focus of this most recent report card is profile of workforce development in our community. We thought it was the right story to tell because in essence, we have a major challenge in our community. Employers are having challenges in filling jobs, and there is a large segment of underemployed individuals and families in financial hardship.
Let's look then at that segment of the population then that is not appropriately trained, does not have the skills that we're talking about here.
There are a large segment of individuals in our community who are living in what we call financial hardship. They're families that are asset limited, they're income constrained, but they're working. I guess a common cliche or reference would be working poor families.
Right.
And unfortunately, there's a very high percentage of families in our community in Erie County that live above the federal poverty level, but are working, but are not making a sufficient wage to take care of basic necessities. Things you and I may take for granted, like food, sheltering, like housing, healthcare costs, transportation, and the like, childcare included. And so how do we help those families who are already in the workforce, maybe in minimum wage jobs, but are not positioned or even knowledgeable and familiar with the opportunities to learn about these new competitive job opportunities? In some instances, it may be as simple as a transition from one job to another because they have the soft skills that they need. They're coming to work each day, but they can get on-the-job training from that new employer.
And they don't know it.
And they don't know that those opportunities exist.
I think in a lot of ways, we've always known that the United Way has been there to provide services. But is there a certain repositioning or refocusing of the United Way when you talk about these report cards?
Yes. Actually, recently we've changed our focus to give higher priority to working for poor families with young children under age 8, because we saw that as a cohort of individuals in our community where there's a high representation of need, but there's not as many resources and services available to support that population. If I live under the federal poverty level, I'm going to be eligible for a wealth of public benefit services that are supported through public sector organizations like social services and the like that I may not be eligible for, or I may have more limited eligibility if I was bringing in income through a job.
Okay.
Even though it may be a low-wage job.
Right.
And so, yes, absolutely, we've made a conscious decision that we would be better off as an organization to pay attention to a group of individuals in our community that are not as eligible for or as able to access a range of services and supports that others would. And we think it's the right decision. In our most recent competitive procurement process for allocating community impact funds, we elevated this priority population in our education and financial stability platform because we thought that that was the right direction to take.
Michael Wiener, I appreciate your time. Thanks very much for stopping by.
Thank you, Jay, for helping us tell this story.